Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
How long ago did you upload your first video?
Like 6 years?
Well, we're gonna watch it right now.
Oh gosh. I like, and my skin is crawling.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting. Now.
Hello.
Hi.
Bryson.
That's me.
Mr. Hamination.
Mr. Hamation,
Hamburger Nation.
I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, really? What do you usually hear?
Hamation, ham man, ham chunk.
Ham chunk?
Yeah. I call the fans the ham chunkers.
Okay, well, that makes more sense now.
Not really.
Where did the ham come from?
Funny story.
You're like, have you seen these ham hocks?
It's from ham boning. No. I was watching this video. I think it was like a Perry Grip song. It's called Lazy Harp Seal. It's like, lazy harp seal has no job. Lazy harp seal has no money. Anyway, it was the first time I had seen someone draw that like cutesy like cat mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I really liked it. And I wanted to make my own creature with it. Before this, me and my friends always did this thing called double comics in school. I'd draw a panel of a comic, hand it to them, and then we just go back and forth, and just make a whole panel. And so none of us knew what the other was thinking, so they always went in crazy directions.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make a new character, I guess, for the comics. And so I drew a circle, did the cute cat mouth, and I wanted it to be like blushing. I was like learning how to draw like anime at this time. And so I kind of did like the Ash Ketchum blushies. And it was just a joke in my family. Cause I think there was this like 30 Rock episode with this lady going, ham. And my little brother had a soundboard on his phone walking around the house all the time. Ham, 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 ham. And so it was a funny word to me. It's not after the food, ham. I just like the word.
It sounds similar to the way that we came up with Smosh. Well, one of my friends mispronounced Mosh Pit. He was like, oh, is it Smosh Pit? And then we started saying, oh, Smosh, Smosh, Smosh. And we were like the annoying kids in high school just saying a word over and over.
Yeah.
Look at that. Both being with annoying words that we couldn't stop saying. So over 5 million subscribers and almost 1 billion views?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It still doesn't feel real, honestly.
Why doesn't it feel real?
I don't know. I feel like I definitely have some imposter syndrome, but you know, I'm working on it.
Like you feel like you don't deserve it to be real?
Yes, but deserved is it's a weird word. Like,
well, it's just a belief, right?
Yeah, like what, does anyone deserve anything? Like, I try to avoid it now and just be like, well, I have it, so I'm gonna do the best that I can with it.
Your most viewed video is about why you look so young.
Do you understand now?
Yeah, let's get a poll up on the screen.
Hi.
How old do you think this boy is?
16, 15.
16, 15.
You look 12.
You have 42 million views on that video. Do you think it's because people relate to the feeling of looking young?
I don't know. There was definitely, before I even talked about it, a lot of people talking about like, why do you look like that? And I was like, I don't know. I am. We're just really late bloomers in my family and, you know, the high-pitched voice. Like, I started when I was 16 and did not sound like a 16-year-old boy, but some people thought I was lying about my age, and then, like, in one of my videos, I'm like, well, look, I'm driving a car, so do you believe me now?
Yeah, this person is old enough to drink.
I have not
alcohol.
Yet.
If you wanted to, you could.
We did go to a bar on my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And, like, we showed my ID, and they're like, nah, this is fake. There's no way. And I'm like, I promise, like, today's my birthday. And so they let me in, and I tried a non-alcoholic beer. Didn't care for it.
For your 21st birthday, you tried a non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah. Didn't care for it.
Okay.
I've got some gifts for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay,
whoa.
This is the card game me and my brother made.
And oh, this is sick.
These are some of the plushies. This is me as a superhero.
I'm ripping this open right now.
Yeah, you can rip them all. You know, let me help you.
I'm not gonna rip them, I'm opening it.
This is—
hoard the hams.
Yes,
there's
all the cards. This is me as a superhero. This is me normal style with a ham.
Oh, these are so amazing. And that's what inspired Hamination's, just the little cat face looking guy.
That's me as, and then
where do you sell all these?
It's Creator Inc. And oh, it's nice. Link in the description, guys, right?
How many cards did you design?
Well, like, you know, me and Brayden worked on like what the cards actually do, but
yeah.
The final art is not me. I'm not that good.
This brain is questionable.
It's mine. So,
yeah?
Yeah.
Questionable brain. How long ago did you upload your first video?
Like 6 years?
6 years ago. Well, we're gonna watch it right now.
Oh gosh. Wow. I like physically, I'm like, ugh.
I can't. We won't have to watch all of it.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Watch a little clip.
Gosh, why?
Hello, internet.
Hello, internet.
Hello.
I can't even hit those notes anymore.
Please enjoy it. Okay, now get super pumped.
I like, and awesome. My skin is crawling.
It's honestly, I don't know. I mean, like, I know because I see the growth that you've made.
Thanks.
On the channel since then. Like, I understand why, but it's not bad.
Don't lie. Come
it's
on.
Not bad.
Yes, it's not bad.
Yes.
I can't.
It's simple, but it's not bad.
I'm glad you think so.
Why are you cringing so much?
How are you gonna not when you look at that? It's just me, I guess. It's a little too much me.
Too vulnerable?
I don't know. I always was a little, you know, I'm very shy and like surprised. It feels weird to even be here just based on, I guess, who I am outside of the online facade and like who I really am is like, I keep those so separate. Which I think is very good, actually. Because when you link your self-worth to success, you're in for a treat.
I can confirm that. So you didn't have a traditional schooling experience? You were homeschooled.
Yeah, and everyone watching is gonna be like, oh, that checks out. That's why he's weird.
I guess it's kind of an insult to say that you're homeschooled vibes. You're giving homeschool.
It's giving homeschool.
Yeah. Do you think you give homeschool?
Yeah. I think. let the comments come.
So you're homeschooled until sixth grade?
Yes, I was homeschooled until sixth grade. My mom always said like, oh, I don't want to send you there. Get the creativity beaten out of you, and I don't know if that would have happened, but
she thinks that normal schools beat the creativity out of you.
I guess she thought that for me, because I was a very sensitive kid, and but I am very grateful, honestly, that she did that for me, because it really did help me, I guess, become more creative. I've always been a very imaginative kid.
So your parents have been super supportive throughout this whole process.
Yes, they have, and I'm very grateful for
your mom was homeschooling you?
Yes.
And then now you have your dad managing you?
Yeah.
They've been super supportive in allowing you to find your own path.
Definitely. In fact, it was my dad's idea to do a YouTube channel, and I'm very grateful for that.
What were you doing before that? Like, how did he know that a YouTube channel might be the right thing for you?
I was watching a lot of, you know, storytime animations and like thought that it could be fun to try. And he was like, you should totally do it. And then,
you're like, I don't know, I'm 16.
Oh, jeez, they probably won't even like me, huh?
So your dad encouraged you to,
yes,
to try it out?
And then no YouTube, well, maybe some start with a big bang, but not mine.
Yeah.
And you know, it took a long time for it to like uptake. And that's when my mom was like, okay, you need a real job. And then and once you start making more, then you can switch.
Did you have a real job?
Yeah, Five Guys.
How long did you work at Five Guys?
6 months. I feel like it would have been a lot more enjoyable if my coworkers weren't mean.
Does it feel strange looking back at that first video because of how shy you were and like?
I feel like I wasn't shy enough there because like I'm annoying. But I don't know, I've wanted to take them down, but I keep it up so you can see how far like I've come, I guess. The animation is so bad. My animators are, and background artists and storyboarders, they're all so amazing and like.
But that was all done by yourself at that
time,
right?
Yes, everything was me and you can tell.
Yeah, but you set the foundation for what you ended up becoming. I'll pull up one of your more recent videos so you can see.
Okay, cool.
You can see what this is like.
I'm down with that.
All right. So this is now you have a full team.
Oh yeah.
It feels very similar, but like the upgraded version of everything.
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
Even the music is similar.
Hi, welcome
growth
to
mindset.
Bryson's Yeah. Show. Today we are cooking cereal. First add cereal, then.
But Bryson, what if I like pouring the milk first?
Okay, this is before I tried to dial back the violence.
First, I add cereal, then milk, and voila,
I feel
cereal.
Like whenever any kid animates, it's super violent. What? I did the same when I animated some stuff back in, when I was like 14.
Wait, no. Yeah.
Oh, and you had a guest appearance from Satan.
Yeah, for sure, Satan. We go way back.
No, please, I'm a good boy.
When did you decide to work with a team? What I feel like that's such a difficult decision that lot of creators have to grapple with, because it's easier just to say, oh, I could just do it myself. I know how to do it. I know the way I like it. Was that a tough choice?
What spawned? I don't feel like I'm confident enough in my abilities to be like, I got it.
Well, what spawned the decision to work with a team?
My dad, definitely. He pushed for it a lot, and I was like, no, because I want to do it. It's got to be for me, and then I'm faking it if a team is helping me. Uh-huh. No, you're not. I still write the scripts. I still record all the audio. Like, I give notes on the storyboards and everything, but honestly, my role has moved away from actually animating, and that's why it's really important to me to credit the animators and background artists and storyboarders. They're amazing.
So can you go through a timeline of the process? Like, when you get an idea for a video, what happens from that point till the video is released?
First, I add it to the list.
You got a huge list of stuff.
Oh yeah. And then, start writing the script. I like go through, just write a first draft, and then I throw that to all my friends. Brody Animates, James, Odd Ones Out, and they give me a ton of notes. I feel like I'm very good at taking feedback about like myself and my character, but like when it comes to my creative work, I'm like, nope, you're wrong.
So all the jokes that make it in that aren't good are because you said I
wanted. Yes, exactly. Nice. Yeah.
You have some people look at the script and say, and you kind of sign off on that and finalize it.
Well, then I record it, and I've got a closet in my office that we've got all this like soundproofing in and the mic and stuff, and I record it in there, and then I, until recently, was editing all the audio, but we have an audio editor now. Mm. And then we get the audio back, and then I give notes, and then usually a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And then once it's out of place, I'm ready with, we chop up the audio, put it in the Google Drive, and then everyone claims parts. Mm. And then they storyboard, I'm like, oh, these key poses aren't quite right. You know, it's a whole thing. And then after like a storyboard is done, then someone can go to animate that, and then they often ask for like references, like backgrounds. They send works in progress. I'm like, okay, we want this change. This is what we're not going for. And a lot of that is from Nate and Annie, and then also from me. And then I guess try to write another script and manage these other videos.
Do you think that your mom's pitch of having a regular job in the meantime was good for you overall?
Well, I made a video about it, so.
Oh, true, you got content.
Yeah, that's the therapeutic part of it, I feel like. Whenever something bad happens to me, I'm like, but I can make a video about it.
That's true.
Harness actually, it positively.
Yeah, I feel like even for people that don't animate or don't have an outlet like that, that could be a way to view anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'll learn from this, I'll benefit from this.
Exactly, growth mindset, baby.
I can take this information. So you talk a lot about growth mindset.
It's very important to me.
What is that?
Growth mindset is you can always improve, you can always get better, and it's way more healthy because we're not perfect, no one is. No one has arrived. No one is like, I'm done, I did it. Like, you can always become better, and I feel like I can sniff it out more now, like when people are having a fixed mindset about things, because when you have a fixed mindset, it's, you do see things very black and white. There's good people and there's bad people. Mm. And I'm a good person, but this person is criticizing me, which would make me a bad person. So the only way I can remedy that is by saying, nah, it wasn't that bad. That's you're too sensitive. You're just reading too much into it. You don't understand my tone. You just think that.
So that defensiveness comes from wanting to maybe prove to oneself that you are the good and not the bad?
Yes, we're all in between. And I always try to focus on like how I can improve. And I definitely feel like that's helped me in my personal relationships. And it's also helped me with the channel to always try to improve and become better. Mm-hmm. And in my personal relationships, I feel very confident in my ability to be like, hey, like I did that wrong. And I'm sorry that I shouldn't have done that. I want to make amends. I do feel like I always try to find a way to find some middle ground or some compromise or some way to talk it out. But there are some instances where people don't see eye to eye. And I also feel like I'm kind of good at agreeing to disagree about things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are some things that people are more sensitive about, and that includes me. And I guess clear communication is very important. And mm-hmm. It's like, I guess, talking to someone about like, okay, like why do you feel that way? Can you give me some examples and like how I could do better in the future?
So it sounds like you're willing to listen.
Yes, and I definitely try to project that, and I want to, like, I value communication, because someone coming to me and like talking to me about something like that, it was probably scary to approach this, and I don't want to punish that behavior. I want to reward good communication. And so that's what I always strive for. Obviously, I'm not perfect at it, and I, you know, I'm a flawed human being.
What do you think pushed you to apply these things that you learned? Because I feel like a lot of people do take therapy and they do hear how they can improve their mindset, but it's applying it that is the tough part. What do you think it was that pushed you to apply these things instead of maybe reject them or say,
it's not my problem, it's yours. You're the one that...
or to think that you're doing it, but then not apply it, you know?
I'd like to think there was a little bit of a natural inclination to be self-aware and like try to be as nice to other people as I can be. And for a while, that was at my own expense. Once I like worked that out and talked a lot with my therapist, or at least worked it out to the point that I'm at now, I've gotten to a place where I can call myself out while still being kind. I'm still trying to get there with other people. I don't think I'm very good at being like, hey, that was wrong, but I still love you. It's hard to confront people.
I guess that would be what some people would call boundaries?
Boundaries. We love boundaries. We love boundaries. My mom, you know, she's also really into therapy. She's like, oh, I don't think that really fits with my boundary. And we think that she should have a perfume brand called Boundaries. And she's like, I'm not comfortable. And that's the final say.
Was it your mom that got you into therapy?
Yes, it was my mom that got me into therapy. And the first time, it was actually funny enough, because I was really anxious to go on a scout trip. That was really hard for me. I was a pretty sensitive kid.
How old were you?
12.
So a couple months
maybe
ago?
11. Nice. Nice. You got me. But yeah, she took me to this counselor, and I was so scared to go. I was like, oh, there's something wrong with me. Like, I'm not good enough. Like, I gotta go to an institution, and it's so scary. And it's hard to be like, yeah, I could work on some stuff. And, you know, she talked me through it, and my parents also bribed me a bit to go on the scout trip. More on that
growth
later.
Growth hormones?
Actually.
I'm just kidding. I'm done with the growth jokes. I'm done.
No, you don't have to. Keep going. There was a time when, you know, I'm such a late bloomer. I was 16, did not look it. And, like, we like, went to this endocrinologist. Well, actually, before we went, there was just this general checkup, and this guy comes out. I was like, yeah, well, he's really underdeveloped, and, you know, like, men like to be the alpha and the you know, the big man on campus, and, you know, I want that for you, so I'm going to recommend testosterone treatment. And I was like, no.
You had a doctor recommending that you take testosterone?
This series is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Like, you know what you should do or what's good for you, but you just can't seem to do it? Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. As I'm sure many of you know, I've been a huge advocate of therapy since I started going 6 years ago. It's helped me in almost every facet of my life, whether dealing with anxiety or depression, or just the day-to-day struggles of being a human. Therapy has been a guiding light for me. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/padilla today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/padilla. And I'd like to thank Stitch Fix for sponsoring this episode, because building a wardrobe that you love isn't always simple. But Stitch Fix makes putting together great styles easy. They do all the work for you, so you have the time to focus on all the other things on your plate. The Stitch Fix stylist has over 1,000 brands to choose from, which makes picking the clothes with your choices in mind simple. They'll even show you how to wear head-to-toe outfits so you can get dressed and go. And if you don't love it, you can just send it back for free. So thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Try today at stitchfix.com/padilla, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/padilla. stitchfix.com/padilla. Now back to the world of Hamanations.
Like, you mentioned walking away from a toxic friendship, for example.
Yeah.
And I know that's really hard. I mean, I feel like I would never have known to even walk away from a toxic friendship until way, way, way later in life.
It was very hard. And when I said in the pre-interview, toxic friendship, that's not just the other person. It was me too. Because of resentment. That's what I mean when I talk about boundaries. I guess stepping away from a relationship, it's very hard to do that. It was very difficult for me. And I guess what happened is like when we were talking about a lot of things, trying to see eye to eye, it was clear it just wasn't going to happen. It was about things that I couldn't really agree to disagree on. Mm. Ultimately, I did decide to step away because I felt that if I did stay, I would continue to become resentful since I didn't feel safe in communicating how I really felt. That would build up until the next blow up. And then I'd shut up and just take it. Mm-hmm. And then, that's why communication is so important.
There are a lot of friendships and relationships in general that have that cycle, where they're frustrated, blow up, and then the feelings, the emotions, the discussion finally happens, and they feel okay for a little bit, and it seems like things are okay, and then that cycle continues.
That's why all this therapy stuff is so important to me, because talking to people about how we're really feeling and talking about the thing when it happened and like setting a boundary at the outset of something is so much easier than retroactively, because then they're like, okay, well, I didn't even know until you brought that up.
And then you can become defensive because you're like, how was I supposed to know? You didn't even tell me. I'm not a mind reader.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fair. People can't read minds, but it is very important to me that's something I need to get better at, is becoming more assertive. You know, like, I understand the concepts. I'm not perfect at it, obviously. Yeah. Like, I understand that I need to stand up for myself in situations, and that doesn't mean being mean and yelling and being like, oh, you're wrong, and but yeah, it's still hard for me to confront people. And that's something I'm going to continue to work on, and being like, hey, I didn't like when this happened. Can we try something else? Can we try maybe going forward, having better communication about that? And when someone comes and talks to you like that, it really inspires growth and connection.
Another thing that fans really wanted to know is, have you ever had a really good idea that you just lost motivation to tackle?
I don't think so. I feel like if I really like it, I hyper-focus.
Yeah.
I definitely do have the tendency to dial in. Mm. And so if I am passionate about it, it's probably going to happen.
What's your relationship like with your fan base? Because you have done such a good job of keeping your personal self and your self-worth detached a little bit, so that way you don't get so caught up in what do these people think about me?
Yeah, what I think about myself has nothing to do with the channel or the performance of the videos. And I'm glad it's that way. I really am. But, you know, I guess I'm very cautious about that. And I want to be so careful about how I present myself, be that in my personal relationships or in parasocial relationships. But yeah, it's very important for me to keep that stuff very separated. I feel like that's why it made me happy when people are like, I like forget that you're like a YouTuber. I'm like, that's what I'm going for. I just want you to see me as a person.
You want to keep Haminations and Bryson separate.
Yeah, and you know, like when I go to VidCon, I've got a, hey, like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to like meet you. And it is, but like—
You're still wanting to present the Haminations persona.
Yes, and sometimes it makes me sad that I can't, like, I don't know, like if I'm not meeting their expectations, like oh, I've been waiting to meet him, but like—
That's so hard though, especially when there are people who A, have an idea of who you are and an expectation, but also they've traveled, they've like set aside their entire day, like you want to live up.
It's very important
to what
to
they
me.
Expect from you.
This is gonna sound mean, but it's exhausting just by nature of being an introvert. It's exhausting for me. It takes it out of me, but it's very important for me to do that.
As an introvert, I know it is, you know, you wanna present your best self to your fans and people that recognize you. Have you had any bizarre experiences with fans?
It was my first VidCon, and as we're walking there, like he recognized me at the like crosswalk. I'm like, hey, yeah, take a picture. Go to VidCon, and I like buy all the animators plushies. And then I go home and I made like a Twitter post about it. I was like, hey, look at me with all these animator plushies. And he messages me on Twitter and he says, hey, your like motel's bed sheets look just like the ones in my motel. do you happen to be staying here? And I was, and I ignored it. And then we go to VidCon, and then he asked me in person, and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Your bed sheets have the same blood stain as mine.
Yeah, but then, we worked it out, and he apologized, and it's all fine.
You know, I wanted to ask you earlier, do you feel like you are someone that you would have looked up to when you were younger?
I've never thought about that. Yeah, I think I would have.
In like what you do, your animation, your mindset?
All of it. I hope I'm making little me proud. I think I am. It's hard for me to admit it sometimes, but I am proud of myself, of my progress. And that's not to take away that there's not more to learn.
Sure.
And become better at. But yeah, I'm proud of myself for my self-awareness and trying to be the best person I can. And also the channel is nothing to sneeze at, I guess.
Well, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Bryson.
Hi. Good.
Now let's just start the interview over.
Okay. So you're 12. No.
That was another good one.
I got a lot in there.
Okay. I'm ready. I can take it.